Okay. बोलो।
हरे कृष्ण। हम कॉलेज जाते हैं तो मैं ऐसा बोला रही थी, चार दिन है वहाँ तो चार दिन में भगवान का नाम लेंगे पूरा। तो अभी कॉलेज चार दिन के बाद गए तो वो मन विचलित हो जाए, एक माया है जो ऊपर सवार हो जाए, तो ऐसा कोई उपाय बताएं भगवान का जो माया के ऊपर आ जाए, हम उनको बुला दे ऐसा।
कैसे जीतना है?
कैसे जीतो इसे?
हमारी शक्ति नहीं है माया को जीतना, हम बहुत बहुत छोटे हैं और माया महान है, लेकिन माया से कृष्णा भगवान बहुत महान है। तो अगर हम कृष्ण के चरण में आश्रय लेते हैं तो इनकी कृपा से हम माया का प्रभाव से मुक्त हो सकते हैं। जैसे कि गीता में भगवान कृष्ण कहते हैं, दैव एषा गुणमयी माम माया दुरात्यय मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायाम एतम चरन्ति ते, कि मेरी दिव्य माया शक्ति दुरात्यय, मतलब इनको और इनसे मुक्त होना कठिन, लगभग असंभव है। लेकिन कृष्ण कहते हैं तो अगर कोई व्यक्ति मेरे चरणों में आत्मसमर्पण करते हैं तो वो माया से आसानी से मुक्त हो सके। तो यही सिस्टम, खुद का बल से माया से मुक्त होना संभव नहीं है, कृष्ण का बल से सब कुछ संभव है। तो जब तक हम सोचते हैं कि मैं कृष्ण की सहायता के बिना कुछ भी कर सकता हूँ, तब तक हम माया का हाथ में है। तो यही समझना चाहिए कि हम स्वतंत्र नहीं है, कृष्ण कृपा से ही सब कुछ संभव है, लेकिन कृष्ण कृपा के बिना माया से मुक्त होना का सवाल नहीं है। तो कैसे कृष्ण कृपा प्राप्त होती है? तो इसलिए साधना भक्ति करना चाहिए, शुद्ध भक्तों के चरण में आश्रय लेना है। कृष्ण की कृपा कैसे प्राप्त होती है? इनके भक्तों के द्वारा। इसलिए हम बोलते हैं श्रील प्रभुपाद, हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस, कृष्ण कृपा श्री मूर्ति। कृष्ण कृपा क्या है और कैसे प्राप्त होते हैं? तो व्यवहारिक है कि इनके भक्तों की कृपा से कृष्ण की कृपा मिलती है। तो ये कृष्ण भक्ति कठिन नहीं है, कठिन है क्या? कठिन है कुछ कठिनाई नहीं है, कठिनाई है क्योंकि हम दुर्दा है, हमारी इच्छा नहीं है भगवान के पास जाने, लेकिन हम इतना पतित मूर्ख होने के भी, तो अगर हम प्रयास करते कृष्ण भक्ति करना और भक्तों की सेवा करना, साधना भक्ति पालन करना, तो धीरे धीरे दूषित मन परिवर्तित होगा और मन जो अभी मन के द्वारा हम माया जाल में फंस गए हैं, तो वो एक ही मन अगर कृष्णमय होते हैं तो वो एक ही मन हमका उद्धार करेंगे। उद्धरेद आत्मनात्मानम नात्मानम अवसादयत् आत्मैव हि आत्मनो बंधुर आत्मैव रिपुर आत्मनः। गीता में श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं कि खुद का मन से खुद का उद्धार होना चाहिए और मन के द्वारा पतन भी होते हैं, तो मन परम बंधु हो सकते हैं या परम रिपु शत्रु दुश्मन जो भी हो। तो कैसे मन हमारा बंधु हो सकते? सबाय मन कृष्ण पदार बिंदु, मन कृष्ण के चरण कमल में रखना चाहिए। तो कैसे करना है? कृष्ण भक्ति साधना से शुद्ध भक्तों के श्रीमुख से कृष्ण कथा सुनने से इच्छा हो, वो श्रवण करने से इच्छा उद्भूत होते हैं कृष्ण भक्ति करने। तो सभी समस्याओं का समाधान है कृष्ण भक्ति करना, क्योंकि सभी समस्याओं का मूल है कृष्ण भक्ति नहीं करना, तो वो ही समस्या, उसके अलावा कोई दूसरा समस्या नहीं है। तो जगत में और सभी समस्याओं जो है वो एक्चुअली खाली एक समस्या है, बहु रूप में एक समस्या है। वो समस्या है कि हम कृष्ण भक्ति नहीं करते, और वो एक समस्या बहुत रूप लेते हैं, सुनामी का रूप, आर्थिक समस्या, राजनीतिक समस्या, मानसिक समस्या। सभी समस्याओं का मूल है कृष्ण अभक्ति, कृष्ण को द्वेष करना, कृष्ण को भूल करना। तो कैसे पागल मन का सुधार करना? कृष्ण भक्ति के द्वारा। और क्या समस्या है? और कुछ समस्या नहीं, यही समस्या, कृष्ण भक्ति नहीं करना। तो इतने सब बोला था, तो अभी और कुछ प्रश्न करने का कोई जरूर नहीं, तो सभी प्रश्न का जवाब दिया। जो भी प्रश्न हो यही उत्तर है, कृष्ण भक्ति करो बस। तो क्वेश्चंस एंड आंसर्स बंद करो। तो क्या प्रश्न है?
Why only Krishna?
Why not you, rascal?
Yeah, I'm rascal.
Why only Krishna? Yehi hai supreme param. So param ek hona chahiye. Param ka matlab ek. Do Bhagwan nahi ho sakte hain. Bhagwan ek hai. Then why are you asking the question? You want to work for India? Poor person. You are poor. You are poor. You are poor. So how are you going to work for other poor people? You are poor means you don't have Krishna bhakti. That is actual poverty. Why? Because we're not Krishna conscious. All problems come. What is this? You want to help poor people. Mother Teresa also wanted to help poor people. In the 20th century, she was the most famous welfare worker, isn't it? She was working in Calcutta, helping the homeless people. Despite all our efforts, every night, lakhs of people slept on the streets of Calcutta. So how are you going to help people? She had the homes for dying people. She'd take them off the street, put them in the home. After their whole life on the street, they'd die in her home. Is that any help? And if they got better, she'd throw them back on the street. So what is the help? How can you help? Why are they suffering? You should ask, why are they suffering? What is the root cause of all suffering? The root cause of all suffering is envy of Krishna. In that way, you are also poor. Everyone is poor because we don't have Krishna bhakti. You cannot actually help others. You can try in so many ways. But for all your efforts, any moment, tsunami can come, earthquake can come. Anyway, death will come. And so when you die, then again you become a dog or a hog or a cat or a fish, and you have to struggle. Why? Because we're envious of Krishna. That is the root cause of all problems. That is the root cause. That is the cause of all suffering. We are envious of Krishna. So this is the best welfare work, teaching people about Krishna. If you actually want to help others, then instead of helping the body, you have to give spiritual help. Anyway, the body will die. Whatever you do, the body will die. Whether it dies of cancer or AIDS or heart attack or whatever, everyone has to die. So how much can you help people? You want to help the poor people. The rich people are also suffering. They also have so much anxiety. You should understand, first of all, you should understand how to help people. First of all, you should understand you yourself need help. You don't know what the purpose of life is. So first of all, you should understand what is the meaning of life. Then you can understand how to help yourself, first of all. If you yourself need helping, then what is the question of helping others? This is all superficial, helping the poor people. Why are they poor? Because of karma. Everything is because... So you so-called help the poor person. He's poor. Okay, so you arrange he gets some more money. Then he uses it to eat meat and drink wine. Then he gets worse karma in the next life. So how did you help him? You helped him to go to hell, that's all. Unless you give spiritual education, you can't actually help anybody. You have to give spiritual education by which people can become free from sinful activities. People don't know what is the difference between sinful life and pious life. So you yourself don't know, so how are you going to help? First you get educated, then you can help others. The sentiment to help others is good, but first of all you should see you are in need of help yourself. So first of all you get trained and understand why we are suffering, how to actually get free from that suffering. Giving a poor man money doesn't get him free from suffering. You think people in America are not suffering? Mostly people in India think that people in America are happy. But it's not true. Who's been to America? Anyone here been to America? Anyone? No one. Only me. Well, I can assure you that people in America aren't dancing in the streets in happiness. They have so many social problems. Isn't it? You can't walk in the streets of the city after dark. It's not safe. So there's so much drug abuse and divorce is normal. Now they're making laws that's permitting homosexual marriage. They're in, get crazy. So what do you think? You think that you want to become like America and you think we'll all be happy? It's just a big illusion. The idea that we can be happy in this world is just a big illusion. There's no happiness in this material world. We think that we'll develop the economy of India and make it like America. It's not going to make people happy. Even if you're so-called happy, you live for 50, 60 years and then you drop dead and then you become a cat or a dog. So, what's the benefit? It's just a big... It's a big scam, this propaganda that we can be happy in the material world. Whether it's propagated in Bangladesh or whether it's propagated in America or whatever, it's just nonsense. How can you be happy? You're going to die soon. You struggle so long to get a degree and then you get a job and then you work hard for a few years, they squeeze the stool out of you, making you work 16 hours a day, and then you drop dead from a heart attack or something. What's the use? Where's the happiness? Good job, you're on a good... For good job means you have to study so much, studying 14, 15 hours a day, and then you got a good job. A good job means you earn lots of money, but you don't have any time to use them. You can drive to and from work in a Cielo car, that's all. That's what you get from your money. And you're working so hard, you can pay for Apollo hospital bills when you get a heart attack at the age of 35. That's your good job. What's so wonderful? Now India's got so many motor cars. Is the quality of life actually better? We have so much pollution and traffic jams. It's all a big farce, this idea that we're improving India by making more cars and roads and tanks and bombs and better nuclear weapons to drop on Karachi, and they're making them better. You build all your nice roads, and then Pune is a dangerous place to live. We're in cantonment here. Prime place for a nice Pakistani missile. Blow you all to pieces. Better chant Hare Krishna before you go. So it's all rubbish, this idea that we can improve the quality of life by wearing blue jeans. Like it's all they advertise like you become so great by wearing blue jeans. Does it really make any difference? Is your life any better by wearing blue jeans? They have all the advertisements for blue jeans, but when you buy them, how much they cost? 1,000 rupees? Like that. So you pull them on, and then what happens? Anything happen? Does it make any difference whatsoever? It's just some propaganda that by wearing blue jeans and dressing in a fashionable manner that you'll be... I don't know, what's the idea? All the girls come after you, it doesn't happen. And even if they did, you'd just be more headache. It's just a big illusion that we can be happy in this material world. You've all come here for spiritual education, isn't it? So the first thing to understand is there's no happiness in the material world. Any other questions? We have books for sale here also if anyone's interested. Message to the youth of India, very popular.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, मैंने आपके धारावाहिक Star Plus में भी देखे हैं. मेरा प्रश्न ये है कि भगवान कृष्ण ने माया जगत स्त्री धन यश वैभव के रूप में क्यों बनाया? क्योंकि स्वाभाविक है मनुष्य इसके प्रति आकर्षित होगा. क्यों बनाया माया जगत?
आप कहाँ के हैं? पुणे. पुणे में क्या जेल है? क्यों? तो लोग ऐसे होते हैं क्यों? तो इस माया जगत की सृष्टि हुई दोषी लोगों के लिए. अपराधी हम दोषी है. हमारा दोष है, भगवान का दोष नहीं है. ईश्वर हम भोगी. हम सोचते हैं, हम सब सोचते हैं कि मैं ईश्वर हूं, मेरे के अलावा कोई भगवान नहीं है, मैं स्वतंत्र हूं. ईश्वर अहम भोगी. सब कुछ जो जगत में है मेरा भोग के लिए है. तो ये गलती है ऐसे सोचना. जीव स्वरूप है कृष्ण नित्य दास. जीव का स्वभाव है कृष्ण की सेवा करना. लेकिन हमारा धर्म, हमारा कर्तव्य स्वीकार नहीं करके हम इस भौतिक मायक जगत आए हैं. यही हमारी गलती है, क्योंकि हम योग्य नहीं है वैकुंठ जगत में रहना है. वैकुंठ में सब स्वेच्छा से भगवान की सेवा करते हैं, प्रेम से. तो अगर भगवत प्रेम नहीं होते, अगर हमारी इच्छा है खुद को भगवान बनाना, जो संभव नहीं है, लेकिन अगर इच्छा हो वो प्रयास करना, तो भगवान इनकी दया से हमारे फालतू प्रयास करने के लिए इस भौतिक जगत बनाया और हमको अवसर देते. अगर पुण्य कर्म करना है तो Janmaishwarya Shruta Shri se hamare izzat jyada hote phir hamari maya bari hote ki main bada hoon main PhD hoon main Ambani aisa bada vyakti hoon dekho ye do bhai hai nahi kitna paisa hai asim jaise lekin jagra karte santosh nahi hai
90000
crore hum kalpana nahi kar sakte phir bhi santosh nahi hai kafi nahi hai mere paas sab ko sab mujhe do aur bhai ko nahi dena dekho maya to itna paisa hai ki aur sab kuch upayog karna to संभव नहीं है लगभग फिर भी संतुष्ट नहीं है तो यही माया क्यों ऐसे जागरण करते हैं दो भाई क्योंकि दोनों सोचते हैं कि मैं ईश्वर हूं सब संपत्ति मेरे पास रखना चाहिए तो ऐसा है भौतिक जगह में कोई कभी भी संतुष्ट नहीं हो सकते क्योंकि सब सोचते हैं कि मेरे पास और आना चाहिए अगर असीम पैसा हमारे पास असीम पैसा होने के भी संतुष्ट नहीं होते कोई क्योंकि हमारी इच्छाएं असीम लगभग असीम नहीं वो अंबानी के पैसा फिर भी संतुष्ट नहीं क्योंकि भौतिक इच्छाएं कभी भी पूर्ति नहीं होती लेकिन अगर हम प्रयास करते हैं कृष्ण की इच्छाएं पूर्ण करना फिर हम संतुष्ट होंगे और कृष्ण की इच्छा क्या है पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयं योमे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहं भक्ति उपहृतं अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः कृष्ण कहते हैं मुझको फल फाल जल पत्ता ऐसे सारा चीज मुझको अर्पण करो भक्ति के साथ तो कृष्ण की इच्छा है हमारी भक्ति अर्पण करना तो अगर हजार हजार करोड़ पैसा हमारे पास नहीं है और खाली कुछ जल फल फूल ऐसे है तो हम कृष्ण को संतुष्ट कर सकते हैं क्योंकि कृष्ण खाली हमारी भक्ति चाहते हैं तो भक्ति करना सरल है और खुद को भगवान बनाना संभव नहीं है और वो प्रयास बहुत कठिन है और वो प्रयास में कोई संतुष्ट नहीं हो सकता प्रमाण है दो भाई अंबानी और भक्ति करने से हम माया का जेल से मुक्ति प्राप्त होती है तो इस जेल इस भौतिक जगह भगवान ने बनाया हमारे लिए हमारे दूषित इच्छाएं पूर्ण करने पूर्ण करने का सवाल नहीं है लेकिन जैसे कि हम मूर्ख बच्चे जैसे प्रयास कर सकते बड़ा होना बच्चे खेलते हैं मैं राजा हूं मैं राजा तो ऐसे ही हम खेलते हैं भौतिक जगह और भगवान हमको अवसर देते हैं नकली भगवान हो लेकिन वास्तविक भगवान है कृष्ण वो खाली यही बात स्वीकार करना है कि मैं भगवान नहीं हूं मैं सेवक हूं मैं ईश्वर नहीं हूं मैं नियंत्रण नहीं हूं मैं स्वतंत्र नहीं हूं मैं प्रकृति के नियम के द्वारा नियंत्रित हूं और ये भौतिक प्रकृति भगवान से नियंत्रित होते हैं तो इसलिए माया का दास नहीं होना चाहिए कृष्ण के दास बस ये कृष्ण भक्ति darshan, tattva gyan bahut saral hai. Lekin samajhna kathin hai kyunki hamari viparit buddhi hoti hai. Hum sochte hain, kyun Krishna? Kyun Krishna? Kyun mujhko sab kuch arpan karna nahi? Main khud ka bal se sab prayas karta hoon. Aur phal jo milte hai, main kyun bhog nahi karunga? Kyun Krishna ko arpan karunga? To ye dushit buddhi se kya milte hai? Punarapi jananam. Punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatthare shayanam. Aur keval yehi baat ki main Krishna das hoon, to yehi baat samajhne se hum sabhi prakar ki mayik chintaon se mukt hote hain aur is jeevan mein bhi prasann hote hain Krishna seva mein aur deha tyag ka samay hum direct Krishna ke paas jaate hain. To kaun sa marg acha hai? Khud ko nakli bhagavan banana ka prayas jo kabhi bhi successful nahi ho sakte, ya khud ko bhagavan ka das banana, kaun sa marg acha hai? भगवान का दास हो आप सब स्वीकार करते हैं, इसलिए आप यहां आया है.
You can ask in English or Hindi as you like.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for saying Hare Krishna. That's the best words.
I wanted to know that I want to know something, that whom should I believe, that he is the greatest? Because if I meet a devotee...
Speak in the mic, please.
If I meet a devotee of Lord Shiva or Lord Durga, they say that he is the greatest or she is the greatest. Or Lord... if I go out over there...
Speak in the mic. You can use your left hand for gesticulating.
Then they say that Lord Ganesha is the best. So whom should I believe it? That he is the powerful of everyone and I should devote my life in his...
Okay, all right. I'll answer it.
Very good question. Thank you very much. Someone says, Ganesh is the best. Someone says, I'm a Shiva believer. We say Krishna. So is it just a... Well, how are we going to solve this? How do you think we could solve this? You're asking me, but I'm throwing it back to you, making you think of it. How can we know? Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, Krishna, they're all above us, isn't it? So how can we get knowledge about them? We have to get knowledge from Shastra, isn't it? Shastra gives us knowledge of that which is beyond our ordinary experience. So to understand the answer to this question, we shall have to go to Shastra. Now, in Shastra, in some places it says Lord Shiva is supreme. Some places Durga is supreme. Mostly says Krishna is supreme. How are we to understand? It's quite a big topic. In Srimad Bhagavatam, which Ved Vyas himself has declared to be the topmost scripture, he has clearly described that Krishna is supreme. And there is the narration of the rishis who are gathered together and who wanted to find out who is supreme. And they sent Bhrigu Muni to test Brahma. Actually, first he went to Shiva, then to Brahma, then to Vishnu. And it's quite a long story, but he found that Vishnu was supreme.
So we can find out from all the scriptures, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, which all, for want of a better word, Hindus, at least mostly, they accept as authoritative, isn't it? Then in Gita we find, Mataparataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. Above me there is no one. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. Everything comes from me, Krishna says. So these scriptures say like that. And all the great acharyas who have guided the spiritual life of the followers of the Vedic culture, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are all the greatest acharyas. They, through study of Shastra, have all concluded that Krishna is supreme. Now, in Shastra, in some places it may say that Durga is supreme or Shiva is supreme, but this has to be understood in context. It's according to the level of our consciousness. Just like if you're living in a village and you only know the village, you don't know about the district headquarters, you don't know about the state headquarters, you don't know about the national capital and the prime minister and the president, then you might come to the conclusion that the topmost person in the world is the local sarpanch. Isn't it? So like that, in some places stated Lord Shiva is supreme, and that's also true to some extent. Just like in the village, the supreme is the sarpanch. So if we say the sarpanch is supreme, it's true, but only within a limited sphere. So Lord Shiva is also known as Vishwanath, and he is supreme in the functions of this material world. Under the direction of Lord Vishnu, he is the, appears to me the most powerful here. So in Shastra, when it's stated that Lord Shiva is supreme, that doesn't contradict the statements that Krishna is supreme, but it's to be understood within the limited context. Because mostly people, they don't have vision which goes beyond this material world. They can only see as far as this world. Therefore, for them to help them to understand that I am not the supreme, first of all, let them understand, yes, Lord Shiva is supreme. Now they're in very low consciousness, they can only see this world. Okay, for you, Lord Shiva is supreme. Later, now you've understood, I'm not supreme, all right. You can see Lord Shiva, he's overseeing this material world. All right, he's supreme. Later the consciousness has to be developed beyond this material consciousness. So who are we to understand? That we have to see from the acharyas who they live the life of the Vedic literature. They're teaching the Vedic literature. What is the conclusion of the Vedas? Now we'll see that those who are devotees of different demigods, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Antavattu palante shantat bhavatyalpa medasa. Those who worship different demigods, they do so to get material boons. Dhanam dehi, that's the first thing said. Give me money. Rupam dehi, make me beautiful. So these are all temporary boons. Whatever money you get, it's all lost when you die. So people who worship the demigods, they do so for material boons. Therefore they are less intelligent. Those who worship Krishna, they do so to go to Krishna, to live eternally with Krishna, to get free from the miseries of material existence. So we can see that people think that Ganesh is supreme because they get some material boons. But this is not actually even in their self-interest. So people who say like this, they're not very intelligent actually. You can see, it depends what you want. If you want if you're foolish and you want material benefits, then you might think that Lord Shiva is supreme. You might think that Sai Baba is supreme, even though there's no mention in Shastra. It depends according to our consciousness. So better we understand everything in a philosophical way. If we simply think I will get some material benefit, okay. You see so many people, I tried praying to Shiva, it didn't work. I tried praying to Ganesh, I went to Sai Baba, it worked. Okay, now I believe in Sai Baba. But it's only for some temporary material gain.
So there's no benefit in worshipping different demigods actually. Better to worship Krishna. Are you reading Prabhupada's books?
I just
new. Okay. Okay, so please. You can get, there must be a book just to play a Prabhupada's books here.
Yes, opposite.
Bhagavad Gita as it is. Science of Self-Realization is a very good book for newcomers. It's also good for newcomers. Vyavaharik Margdarshika. Any other questions? Everyone's fully convinced. If you don't have any questions, it means we have a place out there. We'll shave your head, leave a little shika. I mean, if you don't have any questions, it means you should be fully convinced.
All right, this gentleman has a question. Can I get some water, please, for drinking?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I am worshipping Gurudev Datta by chanting Gurudev Datta from 7 years. And this is my third visit to this place. I learned that Krishna's chanting is, as per your teachings, the most...
Not our teachings.
Okay.
Shastra.
As per Shastra.
As per Shastra.
Most important. I try to chant, but I feel very troubled. Means I can't forget Gurudev Datta. So what should I do to overcome it? For me, it's very difficult. From last 2 years, I'm trying.
Well, first of all, you have to understand what is the necessity of our life. What do you perceive as the purpose of life? Mukti. You perceive mukti as the purpose of life. Actually, above and beyond mukti, there is bhakti. Bhakti is not a means to gain mukti, but service to Krishna in the spiritual world, that is the mukta avastha. So, when we understand the goal, then we can see what the means is. Just like, what do you do? What's your job?
I'm teaching.
You're teaching what?
So I'm a tutor of accountants.
You're a tutor of accountancy, I see. So, why do you teach accountancy?
To earn my living.
You teach accountancy to earn a living.
So, that is the only work I can do perfectly.
Okay. So, earlier in your life, you ascertained that you needed to earn some money. So you found the means, that you had an aptitude for accountancy and teaching that. So first of all, you saw, what is the goal? I have to earn money. Then you adopted the means. So if we understand what the goal is, then we can find out the means. So, first of all, we should understand very clearly what the goal of life is. What do you hope to attain by worshipping Guru Datta? You get peace, but you won't get peace permanently. You're going to get kicked out of that body. How old are you? 35. So you might live another 35 years or a little more, but maybe half your life is gone and you're going to get kicked out of that body. What kind of body are you going to get next? Wait a minute. What kind of body are you going to get next? You don't know. Now how can you have peace? You might be born as a worm in stool. I hope not, but it's not impossible. So how are you going to get peace? The thing is, we shouldn't take it very lightly. We shouldn't think, well, I worship Guru Datta, I get a little peace. And then. We should understand what is the purpose of human life. It's very serious. Just we take up religion, just, well, I feel good, makes me feel better. No, we should go very deeply and understand. What is that peace? You get a sense of temporary peace, but you're not considering that any moment, any horrible thing can happen, just like this tsunami. People were walking on the beach thinking this is very nice, and all of a sudden they joined the fishes in the middle of the ocean. Their peaceful walk on the beach ended. Where is the peace in this material world? You should be more deep. Don't take it superficially. I can say, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, but you won't be convinced. You should be convinced. You should use your good intelligence to understand this philosophy. Otherwise, if we think that my main purpose in life is just to get money to support my family, and Guru Datta helps me to feel a little peaceful while I'm doing that, then we're missing the whole purpose of life. We should understand this human form. Every form of life is temporary. We're not here very long. We should use the intelligence we have acquired in human life to make a solution to all the problems. We should use this human form of life in such a way that we won't get born again. You don't know what's going to happen at death. You should find out. You should study very seriously. So your chanting can't be effective because you're not convinced. You should become convinced. Understand what is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not simply to earn some money to support your family. That everyone is doing. But what is the deeper meaning? That we should try to understand. Otherwise, we don't know. We're so blind. We're just going through our life. We can die at any time. We don't know where we're going. We don't know whether we're going to become a cat or a dog. Or there's no guarantee. So you should find out what the purpose of life is. That is what this Krishna Conscious Movement is preaching. We attain this human form of life after many, many births. So now don't waste it. Use it to understand who we are, what is the purpose of life, how to fulfill the purpose of life, and that means to understand Krishna and how to go to Krishna. So you please get some books associated with devotees. The main thing, you have to be very serious. Take this human form of life very seriously. Someone else had a question? Someone over there? They left. Hare Krishna. Okay. That's a still camera?
That's a chip for still photos. And there's a cassette for video.
Modern progress. Hare Krishna. Are there any other questions? Yeah, any more questions?
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Where's the mic? We only hear the speaker, so yeah, please.
Guruji, if you worship any god by any name for peace, I think by moments it will reach the mighty one. What is it?
Don't mind me saying, but you don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. You've never studied any Shastra, obviously. So, you may think, but please don't talk if you don't know. I don't know anything about science. If I walked into a community of scientific people and said, I think that, inside atoms there are little frogs. Should anyone take me seriously? I don't know, I haven't studied. So it's better not to form any opinion without any knowledge. First you should study and know something. If you say, I think that all the gods... You don't know what gods means. There's not all the gods and the mighty one. What is the meaning of all these statements? Please, you've come here, there are so many books. You take one Bhagavad Gita as it is. Where are you from? Which place? Nellore. So we have a center there. We have a center there in Nellore. Shukadev Maharaj, you see. You please go there. I'm not blaming you, but you should get some proper spiritual education. It's not really your fault. You see, the whole modern society, they're stressing so much. Get computer education, this education. But what about spiritual education? There's no spiritual education. So people are left just to with their own opinions. You don't know anything. Please find out. We should have a bunch of these books, Signs of Self-Realization, here. Why don't we get them? We can take from their table. Anyone who asks questions like this should get a Science of Self-Realization immediately. Can you get some Science of Self-Realization and Bhagavad Gita, at least in English? Please don't go. We have an important book for you. This will give you more knowledge. How old are you? 24. This book, by reading it, you'll get more actual knowledge than in all your 24 years. Guaranteed. For sure. Some other question?
Sir, in Mahabharata, the Narayani Sena, that was Krishna's Sena, fought for Duryodhana. Okay, it did his duty. All the soldiers did their original duty to fight. And in today's world, we find when we do some job, if we are serving some person who is not actually a very good person. In this world, we have to serve many persons who are just a burden of the whole world. They are just shrewd and all kind of things. So, should we perform our duties or should we just... As in Narayan Sena, everyone who died in the Mahabharata attended moksha.
So you think by working for Bill Gates you'll get moksha?
No sir, by acting for Krishna, in Krishna consciousness we get moksha. And
first of all, our purpose is not moksha. Moksha means something personal desire. Our aim is only to satisfy Krishna. When we say moksha, immediately so many misconceptions come. What exactly is the question? I mean, you're saying that if we work for Bill Gates or any other person of this world, then we think of Krishna, then we'll go to Krishna.
No, sir. My question is that we have to serve someone.
Yeah.
We are serving for our stomach. We have to serve someone who is not...
You can serve Krishna. Krishna will provide everything. You don't have to work for Infosys or Wipro. You can work for Krishna.
So my question was that
the main necessity is not to fill the stomach. The main necessity is to serve Krishna. If you serve Krishna, the stomach... Even if you don't serve Krishna, the stomach will be filled. One way or the other. Krishna provides. Ananyas chintayanto mang yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yukta namas. The last line? Anyone? Yoga kshemam vahamyam. Krishna says, one who always thinks of me, I provide everything he needs. If we don't have faith in that, then we can work for someone. But they're also not providing. Bill Gates doesn't make rice. He can't produce rice in the... That comes by through the arrangement of Bhagawan. So we don't have to serve these people. It's not a fact. You can just serve Krishna. Of course, most people don't have full faith in that. So yeah, you can do some job in this and that, but you shouldn't think that he is providing. You should always think that everything is coming from Krishna. This consciousness is there in the modern age that we have to serve someone. We have to work, we have to do a job. Shudra consciousness puts everyone in very low consciousness. Previously people used to have their own land, produce their own food. Nowadays everyone thinks I have to get a job. Yeah, here's Signs of Self-Realization. Please give this young man from Nellore. This is the best introduction to genuine spiritual consciousness.
Isn't it? What do you think? Who's read this book, Science of Self-Realization? Anyone? Put your hands up so we can see. What do you think? It's wonderful. It tells us all the basic things. What is the Atma? What is the meaning of Guru? Comparing modern science with Vedic philosophy. Impersonalism versus personalism. How to stop crime. So all the basic practical topics of spiritual life are in this book. Oh, that's it? That's the 1500 that's the
stuff,
smackers?
That's the stuff. Okay. The real thing. I got four pictures of your picture.
Sorry.
I'll get more later.
Yeah, this, if you don't have this book, Science of Self-Realization, this is undoubtedly the best introduction to Krishna consciousness. You can please take this. How much is this book, Science of Self?
60
rupees. Couldn't spend 60 rupees in a better way. Now they're opening this McDonald's I saw in front. Probably their one hamburger costs 60 rupees. Take it and go to hell. But this will take you away from hell. This will take you to Krishna. Ah, wo guru kon hai nayi pustak hai. और क्या प्रश्न है?
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
प्रभु जी प्रभु प्राप्ति में कृष्ण भक्ति में गुरु की क्या आवश्यकता है?
प्रभु प्राप्ति हे कृष्ण आप बोलते हैं प्रभु प्राप्ति हे कृष्ण भक्ति में लेकिन प्रभु हे कृष्ण नहीं है कि कृष्ण भक्ति करना है और कृष्ण भक्ति करने से दूसरे प्रभु को मिलना है प्रभु है कृष्ण गुरु का क्या आवश्यकता है इस पुस्तक ले लो थोड़ा जवाब मिलेगा उसमें गुरु है कृष्ण का प्रतिनिधि हम कृष्ण से बहुत दूर है कृष्ण सबके हृदय में है लेकिन क्योंकि हमारी चेतना दूषित है इसलिए हम भावना से कृष्ण से बहुत दूर है तो गुरु कौन है गुरु कृष्ण के प्रतिनिधि है जो हमको भक्ति मार्ग सिखाते हैं जैसे कि हम योग्य होंगे कृष्ण के पास जाना Told him next time to leave out the picture. You want to promote philosophy, not my face.
Hare Krishna. I want to go to Rajasthan.
Usually I sign here because my name comes in.
महाराज ये किताब एक माताजी ने मराठी में किया है
अच्छा
लिखा हुआ है
अच्छा
आपको भेज दूंगी
हाँ जी कहाँ पर वो आपके बेलगांव में
बेलगांव से माताजी मुंबई में रहते हैं सुमित्रा माताजी
अच्छा 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 तो अच्छा हो मुझको एक कॉपी भेजना तो कैसे टाइपिंग किया कंप्यूटर में
नहीं टाइपिंग करके आपको भेज दूंगा वो हैंडराइटिंग में है
ओ अच्छा
अगर आप बोलेंगे तो टाइपिंग करके आपको भेज
ठीक है फिर हम प्रकाशन करेंगे अच्छा होगा मेरी इच्छा है वो ज्यादा पुस्तक लिखना और दूसरी दूसरी भाषाओं में प्रकाशन करना, ये मेरी मुख्य सेवा है।
अच्छा, करेक्शन करके फिर आपको भेज
दीजिए। आप भारी हूँ। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण। मैं आपको रोज बहुत याद करता हूँ, जैसे मैं कभी जल्दी नहीं उठता हूँ तो मुझे बहुत दुख होता है कि मैं क्यों जल्दी नहीं उठता हूँ। ऐसे प्रयास चालू है कि मैं जल्दी उठूँ, 4 बजे उठूँ, लेकिन कभी कभार।
तो आपका घर में फोन है?
फोन ना
है। सेल फोन कुछ नहीं है? तो रेखो और राधेश प्रभु को बताओ आपको फोन करना 4 बजे हर रोज। अच्छा सिस्टम है।
वैसे तो अभी तो फिलहाल तो मैं उठ ही जाता हूँ, लेकिन कभी कभार ऐसा हो जाता है कि नहीं उठता हूँ, तो मैं आपको बहुत याद करता हूँ कि गुरु महाराज का आदेश है कि 4 बजे उठने का है, ऐसा करके।
तो कभी कभी थका होता है ना? कितने बजे सोते हैं?
मैं तो 10 बजे सो जाता हूँ, 9:30।
थोड़ा जल्दी सो जाना अच्छा होगा ना, क्योंकि दिन भर काम करना है। 4 बजे उठना अनुकूल है कृष्ण भक्ति के लिए ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में।
बस आप आदेश दो के जल्द से जल्द कृष्ण प्राप्ति हो, यही।
कृष्ण भक्ति करना सरल है, लेकिन ऐसा है कि इस भौतिक जीवन का स्वभाव है कि बहुत बाधा आता है कृष्ण भक्ति में अपने आप। तो फिर भी साधना में मजबूत होना चाहिए, जो भी होते हैं तो साधना करना चाहिए। हमारा संकल्प मजबूत होना चाहिए।
आपका आशीर्वाद होना चाहिए।
आशीर्वाद है,
मुझे भी आज से कुछ आदेश दीजिए।
यही सबको एक ही आदेश,
जैसे आपने बोला
कृष्ण भक्ति करो, सुखी रहो, प्रचार करो, भगवान के पास जाओ, बस।
जैसे आपको मैंने आगे पूछा था कि मेरे लिए कोई सेवा, तो आपने बोला चांद हरे कृष्ण, तो मैं रोज यही प्रयास करता हूँ कि कैसे हर वक्त हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का कीर्तन, जैसे बाइक चलाता हूँ तो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र करूँ, कीर्तन ही हो, ऐसा जोर से प्रयास करता हूँ।
और जितने भी संभव हो सत्संग करो, क्योंकि संगे शक्ति कलो युगे। सत्य युग में वो ध्यान, अकेले ध्यान करने से आध्यात्मिक शक्ति मिल जाती थी, लेकिन कलि युग में संगे शक्ति कलो युगे, भक्त संग करने से हम शक्ति मिलती है इस कलि युग में। सत्संग करना बहुत आवश्यकता है। और कुछ प्रश्न है? अगर प्रश्न नहीं हो मेरा कुछ काम नहीं हो। प्लीज स्पीक इन द माइक इन इंग्लिश और हिंदी।
इफ यू वांट टू एक्सपीरियंस सोल विदाउट गुरु, देन इट इज पॉसिबल।
One can make a first steps in spiritual life without guru, but then to really go ahead, one needs to be guided properly. Any advanced subject, you can't go by yourself. You can't become a doctor or an astronaut or a computer systems developer without some guidance. So what to speak, this is the highest path. Guidance is needed. It's an easy thing to understand, isn't it? Books, yeah, but it's just like that. You can't become a doctor just by reading books. You need some personal guidance also. If someone says, I do heart surgery cheap, I know how to do it, I read in the book, will anyone go? Without personal training, then how are you going to understand what to do? It becomes dangerous. So it's a simple thing to understand.
Some personal guidance is needed. Plus, we need the mercy of the devotees. We need, going to God means we have to submit ourselves to Him. So we have to be trained in how to become submissive. If we think, by my own power I will go to God, then from the beginning we got the wrong attitude. What's this, can I say? Hare Krishna. Where are you from? Baroda. Vadodara. I saw Vijay Krishna. I was wondering which Vijay Krishna. Hare Krishna.
I want to progress in spiritual life also.
Very good.
And I want to progress materially also.
That means you're not really... If you say I want to progress in spiritual life and also material life, that means you don't really want to progress in spiritual life because you don't know what it is. Because the two things, they're not very compatible. If you say I want to progress in material life, means I have many material desires. But spiritual life begins when we understand that this material world is no better than a place into which people pass to. So if you say I want to become very advanced in cleaning out stool and smearing stool all over my body, then what's the meaning? Material progress means foolishness, that's all. I want to get a big house, I want to get a big car, I want to be famous, I want to have a good job. What is the meaning of it all? We're here today, gone tomorrow. You could be walking on the beach and the tsunami comes, or just walking along and there's an earthquake. And even if you don't, then someday, anyway, you're going to die. So what's the meaning? You become as big as Ambani and then fight like dogs over money. So what's the point? There's no meaning to spiritual progress unless we understand that this material world is, it's meaningless. Anyway, if you want to, you can try like that, but there is no actual material progress. What's the meaning? You become big and then you become famous and then in your next life you become a cat or a dog. So where's the progress? What's the meaning? It's meaningless.
One question arises. We haven't seen what will happen to us in the next life. But what is at present? It is the most way which we can...
Okay, well if that's just like you're driving a car 100 kilometers an hour straight at a brick wall and you're saying, well, you know, we don't know what... We know we're in the car now, so let's put on some nice music, adjust the air conditioner. We don't know what will happen when we hit the brick wall. It's the most foolish proposition. You don't know, why don't you find out? You're going to die, right? So why don't you find out what happens after that? Trying to make material progress is like adjusting the air conditioner while you're driving a car straight at a brick wall.
Can't this go both go simultaneously?
No. What do you want? You want to be as famous, rich, all this kind of thing? Then you won't get Krishna. That means you're competing with Krishna. Krishna is supreme and you want to show yourself as supreme. Then you can't get Krishna. You want to be very big in this material world. So many people have that desire. There's only one prime minister. How many people want to be prime minister? And those who are less ambitious, they'll try to be chief minister, or at least an MLA, or at least a sarpanch, or something like that. Everyone wants to be big. I'm big, I'm big. But not everyone can be big. Thousands of people want to be prime minister. All the MLAs, they all want to be prime minister. They're all envious of him. But only one can be. So those who don't get their desire filled in this life, then they can get their desire filled in the next life. Just like you see on the street, there's a bunch of dogs, 10 dogs, 12 dogs running around. One is the leader. He's the biggest and the toughest, and they all respect him. He wanted to be prime minister in his last life. Now he's got the opportunity to be a leader of a group of dogs. So his desire is fulfilled, but not in exactly the way he wanted. One of the prime ministers of India, he actually, according to expert astrological opinion, one man in Sweden had two pet dogs, and one of them was formerly a prime minister of India. So if you want, you try to be big in this material world. So many people are trying. Most are frustrated because they don't succeed. Other people are ahead of them. And those that do succeed, they're also frustrated because someone's also ahead of them. And those who are on the top, they're also frustrated because even if you do get to the so-called top, it doesn't bring any happiness. So everyone's frustrated. And in your next life, for all the sinful activities you commit to become big or top, then you have to take a sinful birth. So what's the use? Just chant Hare Krishna, go to Krishna. What is there in this material world? What are you doing here if you want to make material progress? Go out and work hard. Stab people in the back. Get lots of money.
Can't one progress like Arjuna, who was quite skilled also?
Arjuna was skilled, he was skilled, but he was doing everything for Krishna. He didn't have a personal desire to be very big.
Like that can't be practiced.
What do you want? What's your goal?
Goal is to become a devotee also and not relish material.
Then you're saying that I want to be a devotee on my terms. But devotee means on Krishna's terms. Krishna, I am your servant, but you have to do this, 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 and this. Then you're not a servant. Then you want business with Krishna. Then you're not a devotee. Krishna, I worship you, but you have to make me earn at least 2 lakhs a month. Then you don't want to be a devotee. Then you want business with Krishna. You don't know what devotion is.
For a neophyte devotee, then what is the difference between sense gratification and purification of the devotee?
Neophyte devotee means in a very dangerous position. Don't be a neophyte. Neophyte means that you're always on the verge of fall down. So we're not preaching to people, be a neophyte. We're saying, don't be a neophyte. Neophyte means when you're just coming in. But we have to come up. As long as we're interested in sense gratification, then there's no question of spiritual advancement.
What is purification of that?
Purification means that you become Krishna conscious. You do everything for Krishna's pleasure. Otherwise, where's the purification? Do everything for Krishna. So there are many books here. If you don't have this book, The Science of Self-Realization, then I strongly recommend you get it. This is the best introduction to spiritual life. Understanding Krishna consciousness in terms of the modern world situation we're in. We also have here Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is Krishna's introduction to spiritual life to Arjuna. It's a little more complex, but it is, of course, the most important book of Krishna consciousness. So these two books we have here. On Srila Prabhupada's order, I'm also writing books. Here, this will be good for you. If you're Brahmacharya and Krishna consciousness, if you actually want to be serious in Krishna consciousness, this is a recommended book. A Message to the Youth of India, many other books about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you haven't read Chaitanya Charitamrita, here's a sweet synopsis. Many books are available here. I request you to read this, it will help you. It might be difficult to digest, but the digestive pill is chanting Hare Krishna.
Krishna
beginner's guide, Hindi.
Hindi.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Pastor Mark, all of us, right? We also have Ramayana in English and Hindi. We have books here in English, Hindi, Marathi, and Tamil. And CDs of lectures also. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The whole book's inspiration. Main inspiration, this one. You got this one? You got this one?
10 rupees.
Don't worry, we like you. But we're just trying to help you a little bit here. Where are you from?
Ranchi.
We don't have a center there, I think.
Prabhu, I'm currently studying at BHU.
Where?
BHU, Banaras, India.
I see. Do we have a center? We have some kind of center.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, acha. Okay, good. I'll read it later. So, okay, well, I can stay here and preach whoever stays left behind.
They will have enough chanting these days.
No, this is also preaching. It's also kirtan. You want me to sign this also? Message to you? This copy is signed. और भी प्रश्न है आगा प्रश्न हो जर से आइए पूछिए जो आध्यात्मिक जीवन के बारे में साइंस फिजिक्स है उसके बारे में नहीं पूछना
I want to ask one question that while chanting we have two options that we are hearing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and other option is that we are looking the Hare Krishna for picture in our eyes so what should we do while you look the picture of Hare Krishna?
Best, the most important thing is hearing. You can also see the picture of Krishna, but the concentration should be on hearing the sound of the name. Right? Chanting means the sound of the name of Krishna. So, if our attention is elsewhere, even on the form of Krishna, then that becomes more like dhyan. So the hearing, that's most important. Are you chanting regularly?
Yeah, I chant five
lines. Good. Please chant more and read and hear. Let our consciousness become full of Krishna. We have to hear a lot. We have to understand this philosophy. Otherwise, even if we're chanting, we'll be thinking of material things. So we have to hear about Krishna. In this way our consciousness will become purified. Reading these books. If you don't have this science of self-realization and Bhagavad Gita as it is, I strongly recommend that you take. This will help you more in your life than anything you've had in millions of lives. These books will help you so much. Yeah, please ask. You're welcome.
Sometimes while practicing Krishna consciousness, we feel that we are going against this world, and it becomes, if we're not getting quite much of association, and it becomes quite difficult to practice because we always crave for association, some of the other kind. And what should be the best option if you're not getting very much of association?
Our acharyas have recommended if you don't get much personal association of devotees, to take association of devotees by reading what they have given us in the form of books. You can associate with devotees in that way. Books written by devotees means their Krishna consciousness is recorded in the form of words, so we can get the guidance and inspiration. Personal association is very important, but association in the form of books is also very, very helpful. So please, read Prabhupada's books. They can help you immensely. And seek out good association whenever you can. We're not minimizing that. That's very important. But books can help you very much. Our acharyas have stressed so much on books. Even more important than building temples is producing books for the spiritual uplift of human society.
Sorry? Please accept my humble
obeisance, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
what's your name?
Mukesh.
From?
Dharwar. Maharaj?
Dharwar?
Yeah, near Belgaum.
Near Hubli, actually. I've been there a few times. Yeah. I'm going there, supposed to be going there next month.
Maharaj, sometimes we are getting alone. When we are getting some new places for a study or something, and we are trying to distribute some books, then a student are calling that you are doing some marketing business and you are doing very nice marketing by selling these books. So how we should take those criticism when we are alone?
Well, it's a kind of compliment, isn't it? Many times in the Western countries, just like in the airports, our devotees are selling books. And someone would be standing and watching them, and then after a half an hour they'd come and say, "Hey, do you want to come and work for my company as a salesman? You're really good." Another time in Germany, some of our devotees went to a company that helps in marketing and promotion, and they said that maybe you could help to train our devotees. We could learn some techniques from you. And he said, "What? You want to learn techniques from us? We are learning them from you." So it's a fact, our devotees are the best salesmen because they're completely convinced about what they're doing. But the difference is we're not doing it for our own sense gratification. We're doing it on the order of Srila Prabhupada to help others in spiritual life. We are selling these books because we are convinced that people can be benefited in the best possible manner by taking these books. So externally it might appear that we're doing marketing and sales, but it's for a different purpose. To a materialistic person it might seem like selling anything else, but then when you see what the product is, it's not salt powder or dog food. This is something completely different. When you look in the books, you can understand this is completely different. There are so many so-called spiritual books, but when you read Prabhupada's books, you can see the difference. This is not cheating. This is real. Please speak in the mic.
We have not joined the Krishna consciousness, then our shortcomings, we were not very known those. Then when we join and we start chanting some songs, and then anathas keep it on, and then we have to fight with anathas. And then, but there are some anathas like pride, it's very dangerous. And we come to know that we was in pride when the destruction was done. When we have committed some offenses. When we are in the pride, we don't know when we are in the pride. When the things are done, then we will come to know the pride. There is instructions are also there, we know the philosophy also. Even then, by our mind, we are dragged on to that position of committing offenses, not being so serious that we should have been. Basically, I want to ask, how to control this anarthas of lust and pride. Anarthas of anger is not so much, this is on gross level, but at a certain level, this pride and this work very well. Yes,
sir. Your question is, it reflects the typical difficulties of beginners in Krishna consciousness. Not only beginners, we're all beginners. Some are 20-day beginners, some are 20-month beginners, some are 20-year beginners. But basically we have to have faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, that if we stick to this process seriously, then certainly Krishna will help us. All this lust, greed, anger, it's like when we start to chant, like you're saying, we didn't even know we were so much in we didn't even know we had dirty hearts. When we see it, we might be shocked. But awareness is the beginning of rectification, isn't it? If you don't know you're sick, then how are you going to treat it? That's why once after the age of 40, you're supposed to have a checkup every year. Because it's quite likely there's something wrong, but you're not even aware of it. And then if you become aware, when the effects become manifest, then it may be too late. So when we start to chant, then we can begin to see how rotten we are. But then we shouldn't become discouraged, but we should understand this is a natural part of the process. As far as overcoming pride, it shouldn't be very difficult, because there's no reason for us to be proud. We're totally insignificant, even materially. I mean, even from the material point of view, someone like Manmohan Singh or Bill Gates, they could be proud because they have some kind of position, but then who are we? But even if you're Bill Gates, who is he? He's in an ant's nest, the queen ant is the biggest. So it's like in human society, the rich man is something big, but who are we? We're tiny little beings on a tiny little planet, and for a very short time we think we're important. Previously. So there's no reason to be. Pride is simply foolishness, that's all. But we are proud because we're foolish. Foolishness can be cured by chanting Hare Krishna, following this process of sadhana bhakti. Do you have this beginner's guide to Krishna consciousness?
Do you have this Brahmacharya book? That will help you. If you're following the basic things, then this is how to go more deeply and more seriously. We can, why don't we make it 70 here for the students? Yeah, let's cut it down. Special price for students. Hare Krishna. Where are you from? UP. Muzaffarpur, near Delhi. So, which devotees are you in contact with? I see. Any more questions? Questions, questions. Hindi, English, right?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how to increase the eagerness in reading the books?
In reading the books?
Yes. Initially we started the reading the books, but gradually that enthusiasm dwindles.
Yeah. Well, not only in reading, but the tendency is there due to Maya that in all aspects of our sadhana we tend to be eager in the beginning and it goes down. That's why in sadhana we have to adopt niyam or rules. Just like we have a rule, minimum 16 rounds, at least those who come, or if we're not on the 16 round platform, then 8 rounds or 4 rounds, some fixed level is there, because our tendency is to drop down. So in reading also, it's good to have a fixed time. 1 hour every day, or at least half an hour every day. And before reading, if we want to increase our concentration and our eagerness, then we can maybe have a little ritual of, I'm just suggesting this, we can have picture Prabhupada, offer him a little incense, bow down to him and pray to him for the application to apply our minds in studying these sacred books that he has given us to help us. That's a suggestion. So you should have a fixed rule, like half an hour every day, 1 hour every day, 2 hours if you can. I don't usually read for 2 hours. I don't get that much time. So, like that. And by reading and read, then we'll get a taste. By performing these activities of Krishna consciousness, we naturally get a taste for them in due course of time. Krishna consciousness is sweet, but due to our diseased condition, we find it bitter. What is that verse? Yat Krishna nama charitadi sutapta vidya pitopatapta rasanasya narochikanya kintvadara anadinin kamasaiva justasvad vikramad bhavati tadgada mula hantri. That the name of Krishna is by nature very sweet. But it's just like in jaundice, you find sugar bitter. So we find that we don't have taste for Krishna now. We find it not relishable. But just like in jaundice, the cure is to suck mishri, sugar candy. So in the same way, we don't find taste, we're not finding taste in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, we should go on, and gradually that, by taking to the process, that will cure us and we'll find it sweet. That That's the direction of Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Did you read that Upadeshamrita? Very valuable book. Who has read this Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada? Please read this book. Very important book. Read time to time, again and again. It will help you very much. All these books are very important. Most of you are students, that means you're studying. So that tendency to study is very good. That tendency to study is very good if you study the right thing. You can use it for studying Prabhupada's books. These books will help you also. Can you give that message to you? Any more questions? R.B. Prashna here. I got home below. This whole book is instructions. This is good instruction for you. You have that?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Sometimes you are getting opportunity to interact with
someone. Sometimes you are getting opportunity to what?
Interact with means asking some question to great Vaishnava. And sometimes you are feeling same time that we are doing some offense. Means by asking questions and like that. We are quite fearful of them. So should we ask question or open up to front of senior Vaishnava?
No, don't be afraid of making offenses. If you don't ask questions, then you can't progress. And even if you do make a little, you know, a little mistake or this and that, it won't be taken seriously. It's just like the baby has to suck the mother's breast to get the milk, isn't it? And in doing so, the baby might bite and hurt a little bit. But the mother doesn't mind for that because she wants to benefit the child. She never thinks bad. So even if you say something which is a little bit wrong, still you have to ask. Otherwise, how will you be benefited? So, don't worry. Please ask. I met in Bhuvaneshwar Traveling Sanctum Party, I met in Chennai Rath Yatra, Jagat Ananda. He told me you're his uncle. I said he's the same age. Jagadananda? He said the uncle, and I said, but he's the same age. More or less, a little bit older, not much. I said, with a name like that, you must come from a Vaishnava family. And he said, my two brothers are Ishtadev and Sakhi Gopal.
From the house. I don't know, I didn't do anything.
They're blaming you, huh?
Yeah. Because first they blame that you took in the Sakhi Gopa. Then now I went to my house. They don't know you the person.
So tell them also to come. Leave the house empty.
Another my sister's son, he was 6 months in Padyatra, now he's in Mumbai. Oh. Trying to get him in full time, but he's doing his job.
Oh.
very near to Malrapur.
Oh, like in Mera, fixed program. Actually, it's true, like in Nahi Socha. Mera program hai. Yahan par Sambar, Shanko, Mera ek program hai. Ye Mangalbad, Mumbai mein kuch dan ka kaam hai, dentistry. Uske ek din ke baad Udupi jana hai. Aur RGB meeting bhi jana hai.
Bombay ke aaspaas mein hai to thodi sochi hai. Yani Bombay se bhi overnight every 7 hours. Bombay se aaspaas mein thodi ek baar bana rahe.
Kare bhai ek baar jaunga, lekin kya hai, itna sa jagah hai. Sab jagah jana sambhav nahi hai. लेकिन मैं प्रयास करूंगा एक बार गया था मंदिर पर लेकिन बहुत दिन के पहले
अभी काफी डेवलप हुआ है
हाँ ऐसा सुना था अच्छा लेकिन क्या है मैं बहुत सारी जगह जाता हूँ और कुछ जिम्मेदारी होते हैं और कुछ शिष्यों है सभी जगह तो
एक रसियान माता जी मैं इनका टिकट यहाँ से बना दिया था पुणे से हमारी जो भाभी पत्नी है उनके साथ में रही यहाँ
हरे कृष्ण कितना युवा आया है 15 से
20
14-10 लोग आ गए थे सूरत में बोल रहे थे आपको बता रहे थे उनका शादी विवाह हो गया है
क्या वो उड़ीसा गए वो
जी उड़ीसा गए थे शादी हो गया पत्नी को लेके आए हैं 7 दिसंबर को उनका शादी
देना था वो पत्नी भी सेवा करते हैं कृष्ण भक्ति ग्रहण करते हैं Is it? Okay.
किसी का कोई प्रश्न है गुरु महाराज Anybody wants?
हिंदी और इंग्लिश
वीडियो भी दे रहे हैं महाराज आप
नहीं बीबीटी से नहीं है
आपसे रहे ना कि
Lots, you know. Yeah, you can say Radhish. Yeah, I can say, where's the book? I think address is inside
the
email address.
The last thing I was behind him. You get the Hindi, I get the Hindi. I'm doing it, you know.
Marathi bhi aayegi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I would like to ask thing that how to overcome resentments and hostility. First thing. Because what we see in Delhi, like that we have many enemies, and we think of taking revenge and all those things. So it's a really very how to overcome it.
Okay. We see people as our enemies because we have many desires. We think I want to get this, I want to achieve this, and people stand in the way of that. Or maybe just out of some bad feeling, they try to obstruct us. This can all be overcome by Krishna consciousness when we understand that no one is my enemy in this world.
If something does bad to us, then...
No, but we have to understand what is bad. That actually human life is meant for understanding Krishna. So someone may try to do something bad, but no one can stop us thinking about Krishna. No one can really do any harm to us. If someone slaps us in the face or calls us bad names, the Krishna conscious outlook is to think that, well, I must have done something worse to them in a previous life. In this way, we can always live peacefully. And actually, we'll find if we have such an attitude, that people will stop behaving like that, or to a large extent, it will decrease. We have no enemies, actually.
No, in this sense, I've asked, told that if they do something bad to us, then we naturally have resentments.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that we tolerate. It may be difficult, but if we adopt this policy, we'll find that life is so much better in all ways. If, for instance, someone calls us a bad name, actually, it doesn't really harm us. It just affects our ego, doesn't it? Because we're thinking, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. But a Krishna conscious attitude is if someone says, you're a jerk, we think, oh, well, I guess I am. Thank you. Thank you for telling me. No, no, I'm saying we should have that attitude. Oh, thank you for pointing out my fault. People will be surprised.
Services in Krishna consciousness, then like temple cleaning or cutting potatoes in kitchen, then we do not value them so as we value our studies or things we do in our petty lives. But it is said, okay, instruction is that they are very valuable, but we did see so much valuable, and we see that after long time this become mechanical, just like how.
It's a matter of understanding, isn't it? We find in the life of Ambarish Maharaj that even though he was the king of the whole world, he voluntarily went to the temple to sweep it. Why did he do that? He could have hired people to sweep it. But he understood that whatever he did materially is not as valuable as what he did to serve Krishna. So it's a matter of understanding. If we can peel one potato for Krishna, that's far more valuable than being a big person in this material world, because that is only for our own sense gratification. And peeling a potato for Krishna is for Krishna's pleasure. It's in a different dimension. If we peel a potato for anyone else, then it's a very niche, it's very lowly kind of activity. But to do anything for Krishna is a very high activity. This we have to understand by regularly hearing. Otherwise it may seem to become mechanical. But when we understand what is the value of serving Krishna, then we'll never become frustrated by serving Krishna. We'll become more and more eager. Bring more potatoes. It's all a matter of Krishna consciousness. What is the difference between material consciousness and Krishna consciousness? The difference is simply a matter of understanding that everything should be done for Krishna. That's what I'm saying. It's a matter of understanding. We have to hear regularly. We have to cultivate that understanding. Don't only cut the subject. Hear also. Otherwise, after some time we'll think that, why am I cutting this? I could be doing something, I could be earning money. Then we lose the opportunity of Krishna consciousness. You don't have change? Krishna consciousness is so valuable. If you're lucky enough to cut a potato for Krishna, that's more valuable than being king of the whole world. It's just a matter of understanding that. In previous times, so many kings, they left their palaces and everything to go to the forest and meditate on Krishna. So from this we can understand that Krishna consciousness is more valuable than being a big king. They had everything materially, but they left that to come to something higher, which is spiritual.
We don't have that level of faith presently.
That's what I'm saying, we have to hear. I'm saying, I'm making you hear. So come to that level. If we don't say, then you can't come to that level. So come to that level. Everything depends on understanding. If you keep on saying, I'm not on that level, then you'll never be on that level. Come to that. That means when we're cutting the potato, we should consciously think that I am so fortunate to be able to do this for Krishna. When a thought comes in our mind, this is boring or something, we should remember that we're doing this for Krishna. Then immediately we become blissful because we're doing it for Krishna.
Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
My obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
I have been discussing with a person who is from Patwa Sampradaya. And he just told me that our Sampradaya is bogus and doesn't have proper understanding. That's his statement. So then I had a discussion with him. I brought up the quotes from the Bhagavatam to show how Prabhupada is not wrong and is perfect. So, but he's still not convinced. So then I went to some devotees because he's very much adamant and he's after me.
Not just like that, yeah.
Yeah. So some devotees told me, but just leave this person and go away. But I don't think that is right because he blasphemed Prabhupada and basically called our Gaudiya Sampradaya bogus. So what stand should I take? Should I just leave it or go back to it?
Generally, that advice is there that we should avoid offenders. But you can tell him that, you know, by Prabhupada's influence, people all over the world are chanting the names of Krishna. And if you are wrong and you're blaspheming a very dear devotee of Krishna, you're going to have a very bad future. You could consider that. Tell him that by Prabhupada's influence, people all over the world are living a pure life and you can't even give up drinking coffee. He's drinking coffee, right? So what's your position to blaspheme Prabhupada? You can tell him he's a rascal. Politely. Don't just tell him, show him. Actually, in Udupi, one of our devotees was there and there was someone came and started like this. This is all nonsense. It's gone. And then our devotee said, okay, let's ask Lakshmi Varatirtha. He's the Shirurmat Swami, who happens to be very favorable to say. He went to them and they went together. And this man was a doctor, Madhva's so-called Brahmin. And Shirurmat Swami chastised him. He said, look, you see these people, they've given up all their material. Our Madhva people are going to America and becoming Americanized, and these people are coming from the West and chanting Hare Krishna. He said, you're in no position to criticize him. He said, well, what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how can you accept that they're saying he's Bhagavan? He said, you don't worry about that. That's not for you. You yourself are not on any level. You're not in any position to criticize. He was very strong with him. After that, he shut up. So there are different Swamis among the Ashtamat Swamis say different things. They tend to be very Madhvas, they tend to be very belligerent like that. But see, I mean, they can talk like that, but you see they can't even stop drinking coffee, and they're mostly very materialistic people, isn't it? They talk all these things, but actually they're all just interested in making lots of money. So you can tell them that, look, if you're wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. Please consider. Is it a material thing that people are chanting Hare Krishna? Is it a product of Maya? Can I ask you? Bhagavad Gita is being distributed all over the world. And what can you do? If someone insists on closing their eyes, how can you open them? Any more questions?
Madhav, who is Madhav? He brought that chadar from me.
Yes, chadar is here.
Okay, I want to make sure I bring that. Okay, you can just put that in my bag, which is over there. This bag. Yeah, please ask.
What should I do if I find spirituality in doing works I am sacred?
Could you elaborate more? Could you give more detail?
Means I find spirituality in doing works I am said to do by my parents.
How is that spiritual? Can you define? What do your parents tell you to do?
Jai Maharaj.
They ask me to go at office and do the works I am doing.
So what's spiritual about working in an office? To earn money? To support your parents? Is there anything spiritual about that? Well, what do you know?
what is the meaning of spiritual life? First of all, we should understand what is spiritual. I mean, you can call anything spiritual, but what actually is spiritual? What is the meaning of spiritual? Spiritual life begins with understanding what is the difference between Atma and Anatma. If we don't understand that, then we'll mix up everything. Did you ever read this book, The Science of Self-Realization? You please take this book. Then you can understand what is spiritual life. Yeah, there's one mistake there. I told him in the next edition, they put my photo in there. I told him in the next edition to take it out. Yeah, yeah. Without asking me, they put my photo in. Please read this book. This will help you very much. You can get Shukadev Maharaj's signature. He's here. Shukadev Maharaj, I'm going to give your blessings. Signing books here to encourage people to take more. Do you have any more? I have one, two more. Yeah, we should. If you haven't read this book, The Science of Self-Realization, I very strongly recommend that you take it and read it. This book will help you so much to understand what is actual spiritual life. Generally, people have many, many misconceptions. This book will help you so much to understand clearly what is actual spiritual life. Most helpful book, Science of Self-Realization. Hare Krishna. Do you have this book? You ready? Do you have it?
I have read this book.
But do you have it?
Library, base library.
Okay. Why don't you keep a copy for yourself? Or take some out. This is a book you should keep with you throughout your life. Read it from time to time.
Exactly.
Oh, actually, I should sign some. Otherwise, BB Swami, I might have Bhaktivedanta Swami. Good. So, you got something very valuable there. Now you can read it again. Yeah, please ask.
Hello, Hare Krishna.
Hello.
So we are all aware that when we are born, we are actually endowed with some responsibilities. Some parents say that you need to be educated, you need to earn, and that we also want to. So how Krishna consciousness helps to achieve material goal?
Krishna consciousness is meant for satisfying Krishna. So, it's not meant for achieving any material goal. You may achieve some material goal, maybe, maybe not. Krishna consciousness is meant for satisfying Krishna. If we think that I should do Krishna consciousness and that will help me achieve my material goal, that means it's not actually Krishna consciousness. That means we want Krishna to help me to fulfill my material desire. But Krishna consciousness means to serve Krishna in a manner that we fulfill Krishna's desire.
You understand that Krishna consciousness is for the higher goal. After death, we need to go.
No, in this life, we need to serve Krishna. It's not that Krishna consciousness is just for something after death. Krishna consciousness is for every moment. It's for now. If we're not in Krishna consciousness now, we're not going to Krishna when we leave this world.
please try to understand what is Krishna consciousness. We can actually begin to understand what is Krishna consciousness when we understand that everything in this world is of no value whatsoever. Then we can actually begin to understand what Krishna consciousness is. That doesn't mean that we need to neglect our so-called material duties. We have so many households. Here's a grihastha devotee. Here's another grihastha devotee, I presume. No? Alright, anyway. So, yeah, there are so many. So, it doesn't necessarily mean neglecting those material responsibilities. But at the same time, we should understand that Krishna consciousness is not meant for fulfilling any material goal whatsoever. The two things are not necessarily mutually exclusive. But Krishna consciousness is the goal of life, and everything else is insignificant in comparison to that. Generally, people don't understand that. Therefore, we say, okay, do this, do that, and also chant Hare Krishna. But the real thing is to understand that everything else is insignificant in comparison to Krishna consciousness.
Like, if we have very high goals, high desires to be materially advanced, and Ramanuja also want to be Krishna consciousness, and also want
this question
to,
keeps on coming again and again.
Specialize our desires that we have. No.
We want to be very materially advanced. What do you mean by materially advanced?
In our common people's respect the high qualifications. If a person is very high qualified,
so you want to have a high qualification and people will respect you.
Yeah.
You want to be respected by others.
Social status and high.
You want social status.
Well, this is respected in certain.
Okay.
So you want to have high social status and be respected by others. Why?
Because I am from my birth, I'm like conditioned by my parents or by society that if we are successful.
No, but why? What is the actual value of that?
Especially, maybe philosophically, because but we have tendency.
Philosophically, you have a tendency.
We have tendency. We are.
Yeah. You also have a tendency to jump on any beautiful woman. It's not a very good tendency. So you have to give some more reason than just we have a tendency.
Because we have sanskaras that we have to
what is, what is the actual value of being respected by others?
There's no value, but
so why are you interested? Why are you interested in something that has no value?
Both things can be done simultaneously.
Now wait a minute, you didn't answer the question. Why are you so much? Why are you willing to dedicate your life to fulfill a goal that has no value? Does it make any sense?
If we go into another direction.
You didn't answer the question. You yourself admit that there's no actual value to being respected by others. So why should you dedicate your life to fulfill a goal that has no value? This is, in the language of Shastra, this is foolishness. In the language of common people, this is considered something very wonderful, that you will be have a prestigious position in society. But in the language of Shastra, in the language of those who are tattva-darshi, this is all simply foolishness. A gang of fools consider that who is the biggest fool is most prestigious. Just like this Rotary Club and Lions Club. What is the purpose of that, Rotary Club, Lions Club? Theoretically, it's for making charity.
But actually they all just come together to praise each other, isn't it? Just because they like to be praised. So what's the value of being praised by a fool? You yourself are a fool and you want to be praised by other fools. What is the value? There's a gang of dogs on the street, 8-10 dogs. The one who barks the loudest is respected by the others. It's meaningless. Completely meaningless. There's a website which has 20,000 mini biographies of notable people, most of whose names no one's ever heard of. There are so many great kings, if you look at history, so many powerful kings in the history of China. There were people who were ruling the whole of China, they conquered over, but hardly anyone even knows their names. What is the value? Why dedicate your life to a goal that has really no value whatsoever? You're so wonderful. You're so great. You're such a great person. Everyone should just come and praise you. You should regularly be on TV. People should listen to you. You like that? Like that people should come and praise you? It's all hollow and meaningless. Please try to serve Krishna. Then others might praise you also. But at least there'll be some substance to that. A devotee doesn't like to be praised. He doesn't think how I will be respected. A devotee thinks how Krishna will be glorified. We can never be satisfied by people praising us, because we know we're useless, or otherwise our ego just gets inflated. Try to be a humble servant of Krishna. Glorify Krishna. Why should we desire our own glorification? Should we not glorify Krishna? So try to glorify Krishna. Krishna is actually the best. Krishna is actually the most powerful. Krishna is actually the most kind. Krishna is actually the most wonderful. So let us glorify Krishna. If they say they have one book, give them another one. If they say they have a book, then give them another one. Give them Chaitanya Mahaprabhu book. Everyone should know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Find some book he doesn't have. If you have them all, then buy some more to give your friends. Don't escape.
We often hear that death can come at any time, and we know so much king's instructions, and then also we don't get that much of urgency in our life. How should we have that much of urgency, and what should be something urgent at any time?
We are foolish. We have to hear from devotees. Devotees help to cut out our foolishness. You're a fool. I'm a fool also, but by hearing from Prabhupada, we understand what is our foolishness. We're foolish, therefore we think, everything's nice in this world, I don't have to be very Krishna conscious. So we have to hear regularly from devotees who speak clearly to help us to understand what is reality. They were announcing on the stage that I'm known as a strong preacher. But there's no need to... Preacher means you have to be strong. If it's not strong, then it's not preaching. Because preaching means to speak that knowledge which differentiates Maya, reality, from illusion. So it has to be strong. There's a very clear and big difference. And we're all very deeply in illusion of thinking this material world is something nice. So preaching means that if it's not strong, it's not preaching. It has to be clear. If we tell you, yes, yes, you enjoy material life and also chant Hare Krishna, and that is cheating, because there's no such thing as enjoyment of material life. So we should tell clearly. Of course, it might be difficult for you to accept, but if you're sincere, then you have to think, you have to consider, is it true or not? Kim sukham martya dhaminam. It's stated in Bhagavatam. Where is the happiness in this world of death? We're all going to die, so where's the happiness? Just like if someone is sentenced to death, tomorrow morning you will be hanged. So what would you like to eat tonight? You can choose your meal. Will he want to eat? Knowing that whatever he eats won't even come out the other side. There won't be any time. He won't have any appetite. There's no enjoyment. So if we have to reconsider, we have to die any time. We better be serious about Krishna consciousness. Where's the happiness? Where's the enjoyment? All these material desires come because we think I'm going to live here a long time and I shall enjoy myself. One good way to get rid of material desires is to have someone come and put a gun next to your head and tell them, I'm going to shoot you now. Then you'll become Krishna conscious very quickly. But if we haven't practiced, then we won't be able to become Krishna conscious. And we'll simply cry. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare.
Maharaj, can you please explain what is exactly the meaning of Nitya Bhakta? Because I have been hearing the contradictory explanations and I haven't figured it out properly.
You can't figure it out. It's not possible to figure it out. Nitya Bhattava is another term for that is Nitya Bahirmukh, one who is inimical to Krishna. Nitya means eternal, but that has been explained in the context of since time immemorial. Krishna Bhuli Sejivan Adi Bahimukh. Krishna Bhuli means he knew Krishna and forgot. Krishna Bahimukh Hoya, becoming inimical to Krishna. Ami Nitya Krishna Nitya Das Ekota Bhule. All these terms are there. Anyway, there are different opinions about this. I take it the way Prabhupada explained. I don't think Prabhupada cheated me on this. Some people say that Prabhupada didn't know properly or he made some adjustment or something, but personally I'm satisfied with what how Prabhupada explained it. So I don't think I'm lacking in doing so.
I know.
I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. You can choose to believe Prabhupada or not. Personally, I believe him.
The thing is, in Shastra there are apparently contradictory statements. That's how the confusion arises. Any other question? What's the time?
7:20.
Hare Krishna.
It is said that time has no effect in the spiritual world. But then when we read Prabhupada's translations, we see that there is day, night, and Krishna goes to bed and gets up in the morning.
Time has no effect in the spiritual world means it has no deleterious effect. In the material world, time is that which destroys everything. But spiritual time in the spiritual world, it is that which facilitates Krishna's pastimes. So in this material world, like, time is pratikul, and in the spiritual world, time is anukul. There's no bad effect of time, doesn't destroy as it does in this in the spiritual world. Time doesn't destroy as it does in this material world. In this material world, time is the medium in which people cultivate material desires, try to fulfill them, and become frustrated. Whereas in the spiritual world, time is simply the medium for facilitating Krishna's various pastimes. And by the will of Krishna, time can facilitate his pastimes according to his wish. Just like when Krishna was performing Ras Leela, then the whole night became like a night of Brahma. That's spiritual time. Any other questions? Hindi, English?
Sir, in material life, the result is based on the fortune or work.
The result is what?
It's based on the fortune, means dharat, or work, karma.
What's the question? Is everything coming from prarabdha karma or from our own work? Maybe from a combination. It's very subtle. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, karmano yapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha akarmana vikarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gatihi, that even intelligent people find it difficult to understand how karma is working, or what karma is, akarma, vikarma. It's very subtle. Now, according to our prarabdha karma, we may have some results coming. But according to our endeavor, how that result is manifested may be somewhat different. Just like one devotee I know, he does astrology. So, you can see in someone's chat that they're living in a place with a lot of restrictions. They can't go out. They have to do certain things at certain times. They have to follow orders. So that could be a prison, or it could be an ashram also. So according to how we work in this life, the situation that we inherit can be changed. If it's only destiny, then how did that destiny come about? It comes about according to our prarabdha karma. But that prarabdha karma means we chose to act in a certain way. So according to our prarabdha, we get a certain kind of situation. But how we act, we have some measure of free will how to act in that situation. Just like according to our prarabdha, we may be born in a rich family. So we could, with the wealth that we get, we can use it to perform sinful activities and go to hell. Or we can use it to serve Krishna and go to Krishna. So prarabdha is very powerful, but it's not all in all. Free will is there also. But that tends to be very much influenced by the association we take. which is also influenced by our Prarabdha. So it seems that destiny is all powerful, although there is the hand of free will also. What we do in this life certainly influences our future. Krishna says, Sarva dhamman parityaja, mam ekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, mokshayishami mashucha. That whatever our prarabdha is, Krishna says, you surrender to me, I will wipe it all out. On the other hand, we may have good karma, or good prarabdha, good karma fall expected. But if we do some serious offense, Vaishnava parad, then that can all be wiped out very quickly. So it is, prarabdha is very powerful, but it's not all in all. Any other question?
My first question is, how we control mind? Because when we study, when we are going through city, everything, mind is illusion. We control, but it never control. Always in illusion. So what is opinion about this? What should be the answer? Why? How we can control mind? Because mind is very dangerous. If we read, then always mind disturb us. Illusion, main factor is.
Mind seems to be very powerful, isn't it? So, you think you can snap your fingers and the mind will be controlled? Just by some... No, we have... Just like if there's a serious disease, we expect that we have to take very serious treatment. It may take some time to cure, isn't it? And we have to follow the instructions of the doctor, diet, everything. So like that, we have to take up the process of sadhana bhakti very seriously. And gradually, the mind can be controlled. But if we think that just it's like drinking a Pepsi or something, and it's not so easy. We have to take up sadhana bhakti very seriously. Krishna will help us. To control the mind, so many rishis, they went to the Himalayas and forests for thousands of years meditating. We can't do that. We don't have the physical or mental strength to do so. But we can chant Hare Krishna. And by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can do the impossible. We can't, Krishna will help us. By Krishna's help. We have a new book here on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you haven't read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can get synopsis in this book. There are books here also, whatever I'm speaking, valuable instructions, as we've learned from Prabhupada. So these are collected in different books. This Brahmacharya and Krishna consciousness is very useful for all of you. It teaches us how to practice Krishna consciousness very seriously. We can't control the mind unless we have to take up the process of Brahmacharya. So this will help us. So please take some books also. Where's that Signs of Self-Realization? They want to get some more. If you don't have this book, then please get it. This is excellent book for introducing us to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Recommended book. Highly recommended. If you don't have, please take it. You're going to read the whole book there, Brahmacharya? You can buy it. Take it with you. Read it again and again. They'll charge you a 60 rupee reading fee. Then you can take it away also as a free gift. Yes, question.
मैंने भागवतम क्लास में सुना था कि आत्मा जो होती है मतलब कि हम जो जैसे जैसे आगे बढ़ते हैं
आत्मा जो होती है हम आत्मा है नहीं है कि हम शरीर है और हमारा आत्मा हो, ऐसा नहीं है। हम ही आत्मा है।
हम जैसे भक्ति में आगे आगे बढ़ते हैं उसे मोक्ष प्राप्त होता है। तो मैंने भागवतों में ऐसे सुना था कि ऐसा मेरा क्वेश्चन है कि जो ब्रह्म ज्योति में विलीन हो जाते हैं वो वापस नहीं आते वहां से ब्रह्म ज्योति में।
तो पहली बात है कि भक्ति का उद्देश्य नहीं है मोक्ष प्राप्ति, नहीं है। भक्ति का उद्देश्य है सब कुछ करना कृष्ण की प्रसन्नता के लिए। अगर हम सोचते कि हम भक्ति करेंगे फिर हम ज्योति के साथ लीन हो जाएंगे और कृष्ण को भूल करेंगे तो वो भक्ति नहीं है। भक्ति का मतलब नाम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवतत् भक्ति रहिते। मोक्ष नहीं मिलके भी अगर हम क्रौ क्रौ जन्मों में मौका मिलते कृष्ण सेवा करना तो हम तैयार है। तो मोक्ष प्राप्ति वो इच्छा एक भौतिक इच्छा है, आध्यात्मिक इच्छा नहीं है। क्योंकि उसमें अपना सुख का उद्देश्य है। तो भक्ति का मतलब खुद का सुख पूरा भूल करना और सब कुछ कृष्ण की प्रसन्नता का हेतु से सब कुछ करना। तो एक श्लोक है भागवत में, ये रविंदाक्ष विमुक्त मानिन स्वयस्त भागवत अविशुद्ध बुद्ध आरुह्य कृच्छ्रेण परं पदं तथा पतंत्यथो अनागृत युष्मदंग। जो मोक्षाकांक्षी जो ब्रह्म ज्योति में लीन जाने के लिए प्रयासी तो वो ब्रह्म ज्योति में लीन हो सकते हैं, लेकिन क्योंकि कृष्ण के काम उच्चारण को उपेक्षा करते हैं, अनादर करते हैं, इसलिए उस दोष से उनके वापस आना पड़ेगा। मतलब वो मुक्ति पूरी मुक्ति नहीं है, वो वास्तविक मुक्ति नहीं है। कुछ समय के लिए भौतिक संसार से कुछ छुट्टी मिलते हैं लेकिन वापस आना पड़ेगा। विमुक्ति विशेष मुक्ति पूरी मुक्ति होती है वैकुंठ जाना। लेकिन वैकुंठ जाना कैसे होते हैं? जब सभी भौतिक की इच्छाएं चलना है और ऐसी इच्छा भी चलना है कि मैं मुक्त होना, फिर वैकुंठ प्राप्ति होती है। तो कृष्ण की शुद्ध भक्ति उसमें मोक्ष भी होते हैं, वास्तविक मोक्ष। मोक्ष ही शुद्ध कृष्ण भक्ति का आनुषंगिक फल, वो अपने आप होते हैं। लेकिन वो ब्रह्म ज्योति में लीन ऐसी मुक्ति नहीं होती है। मुक्ति होती है वैकुंठ धाम में भगवान श्री कृष्ण की सेवा करना, और ऐसी मुक्ति मिलके इस भौतिक संसार में वापस नहीं आना है।
Jnanis, when they reach to Brahma, impersonal Brahma, they don't come back. This verse, Patantyada, refers to attaining the Brahma Bhuta stage, which is not actually attaining the impersonal Brahma. But when they go to impersonal Brahma, they don't come back, as if it is a blank. They can stay there forever.
So that's it.
Radha Krishna, Ramamurti Prabhu's son, grandson.
Then he already one time had complained. I told to stop him giving class. Then why again he's giving? Then you're going to get problems. वो शास्त्र का विचार है। अगर कोई दूसरा बोलते
वो शास्त्र के भी रुद्ध भक्त है और सभी आचार्यों ऐसे व्याख्या करते हैं.
Then why? Already we had complaints. I told to stop him giving class. Then why again he's giving class? Why? Then he's confusing people. He's talking against Shastra. Remind me when I go to Vidhi. Please tell Sachidananda that we already had discussion about him. He himself complained to me, Sachidananda. I told to stop him giving. He has some kind of Shastra. Book knowledge, but he's against the prison. So just stop it, that's all. Why make people confused? And what other service is he doing anyway? Does he ever come to the temple and do any service? And what's the use? Setting a very bad example. So now everyone's all confused. Anyone challenged him on this?
Yeah. I told him, Patandiyada means that it is from him first, so he fall down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this is like another option. Like they can always stay, but we are always telling the students that that is not the eternal position.
Yeah.
Our eternal position is to serve Krishna.
Ah.
So then they got this. Then I told them.
Then he said, Brahma Bhutam is. So what did you reply?
He says that he refers to Brahma Bhutam.
On which basis does he say that? That's just his opinion.
Yes.
So you exposed him, but still he's confused.
Like I told him that
you will clarify further. Clarify further, matlab ye shastra hai, to spasht vachan hai. It says they go to parang padam, and the acharyas have explained that means the Brahma Jyoti, because if they're anadar to Yushvarangraya, then there's no question of going to Vaikuntha.
He says that some can come, very detailed topic, some can come.
It's just total speculation, you should tell him. But anyway, why is he giving class? You should object. Already we had complaints about it. Why bring someone to give class who they speak against Shastra, they speak against Acharyas, they don't do any service, just because he has some book knowledge? Any other questions? Jo aise bolte to shastra ke bhi rut bolte. Kuch pustaki gyan hone ke bhi to vastavik gyan nahi hai usko.
To all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are assured that they will go to Goloka Vrindavan, or depends on their relationship.
It's a pretty high topic for youth meeting, but not all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct followers are worshippers of Radha Krishna. Anupam, who is the brother of Rupan Sanatan, and Murari Gupta, they're both worshippers of Lord Ram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated that. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Actually, I have a doubt that both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Buddha, both are incarnation of God and both are in Kali Yuga as per Bhagavatam. So, but their theories or their philosophies are clashing. So, if both are incarnation of God, then why their theories are clashing? And also, this Jagat Guru Shankaracharya, he is considered to be incarnation of Lord Shiva, and he propagated that Advaita path. So, why these clashings are there? They are all incarnations of God, then why is so?
Different strokes for different folks. Different preaching according to the need of the time. Lord Buddha preached at a time where, in the name of Vedic Yajna, people were killing so many animals. So to stop this sinful activity, he said that, oh, if Vedas say that, then we reject Vedas. Then Shankaracharya spoke of philosophy. He came later. He spoke of philosophy very similar to Buddhism, but he said, no, we should follow the Vedas. Then other later Acharyas, especially Ramanuja and even more so Madhvacharya, said, yes, we should follow the Vedas, but this impersonal idea is all wrong. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the full conception of Vedic philosophy, Krishna consciousness. So it was according to the need of time, they spoke in different ways. This is elaborately explained in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Have you read that book? Please read it. It's a very important book. Please get that book and read it, and you'll find this is explained in more detail there. But it's just according to the need of the time, different things have been taught. But the actual message is that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shankaracharya's message, Buddha's message, if we follow that, we'll be in trouble. Jive nishta lagi sutra koila vyas, maya vada vasya shunle hoi sarvanash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that for delivering or up for saving the jivas, Vedvyas compiled Vedanta Sutra. But if we listen to Shankaracharya's commentary on that, sarvanash will be finished.
हे कृष्णा, आज के आजकल बहुत सारे बाबा और सन्यासी सब हो गए हैं, तो जब हम निकलते प्रीचिंग के लिए तो या फ्रेंड्स में कभी डिस्कशन होता है, हम उनका विरोध करते हैं कि ये गलत है, तो कहा जाता है कि आपका स्टेज नहीं है उस लेवल का, तो आप क्यों ऐसे बोलते हो, ऐसे आपको विरोध करने का हक ही नहीं है, ऐसे बहुत जगह की सुनने को मिलता है, तो क्या हम विरोध कर सकते हैं ऐसे लोगों का खुलेआम?
तो ये बोलना चाहिए कि सच क्या है, वास्तविक सत्य क्या है, कैसे समझना है, क्या सत्य है क्या मिथ्य है। तो एक बाबा ऐसे बोलते, दूसरा पापा वैसे बोलते, और आमा भी है और वो सब खुद की बात बोलते और खुद को भगवान जैसे बनाते। लेकिन वास्तविक सत्य जो है तो शास्त्र से समझना चाहिए। प्रभुपाद कभी नहीं बोले कि मैं स्वयं प्रकट प्रचारक हूं। प्रभुपाद बोले कि शास्त्र में उपदेश जो है, तत्वज्ञान जो है, वो मैं बोलते आचार्य परंपरा के अनुसार। ये सब बाबा बाबा सब हल्का है, गुरु नहीं है। गुरु का मतलब भारी, क्योंकि वो तत्व ज्ञान है, ऐसे भारी होते। और ये सब बाबा बाबा सब हल्का है, कुछ भार नहीं है, खाली कुछ मनोरंजनी अलंकारिक भाषा बोलते और कुछ जादू दे कहते हैं। लेकिन वास्तविक आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान नहीं देते, वो सब हल्का लोग के लिए, वो सब ढोंगी है। और जो सीरियस नहीं है वास्तविक आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान प्राप्त करने के लिए, तो ऐसे डोंगी के पीछे जाते हैं। तो इसमें सार है ना, इसमें ऐसी बात कुछ नहीं है कि कुछ मंत्र लो
kuch puja karo aur aise aasane se aashirvaad milega paisa milne ke liye. Aise koi baat nahi hai. Isme vastavik satya hai. Dukhale ama shashvata. Yehi baat bolna hai. Is bhautik jagat mein sab kuch dukhmay hai. Aur kuch dai nahi hai. To isliye sabhi prakar ka sansarik prayas chhod ke adhyatmik prayas karna chahiye. To aisi baat priya nahi hai, log priya nahi hai, lekin bolna chahiye. Agar hum bolte main baba hoon, main bhagwan hoon, mere charan raj lo aur mujhko pranami do, main aashirvaad deta hoon, to hazar hazar log aayenge. Aur papa baba ke sath hazar hazar lakh lakh log narak jayenge, sab ek sath. To yehi sab baba bapa kaun hai? Maya ke pratinidhi jo bahut murkh ko sangrah karte hain aur ek sath suvidha se narak jate. Lekin vastavik guru bhagwan ke pratinidhi jo vastavik satya bolte aur vastavik satya anveshiyon ko sangrah karte hain aur param satya bhagwan krishna ke paas jate hain. To aapke liye ye guru kaun hai, wo pustak upayogi hai. It's a good contribution by Keshavananda. Did you read it?
Not fully, some parts.
Just he has to get the next edition, he has to take the photo of myself. The Prabhupada's photo only.
Spelling mistakes and instructions.
Yeah. Corrections are usually.
ग्रहस्थ तरह के ब्रह्मचारी का पालन कैसे किया जा सकता
है? आप क्या गृहस्थ है?
नहीं, अगर
गृहस्थ होने वाले ठीक है. ब्रह्मचारी इति ब्रह्मचार्य गृहस्थ जीवन में अगर मुख्य उद्देश्य है आध्यात्मिक प्रगति और उसलिए वो सब भक्ति नियम पालन करने है तो वो गृहस्थ ब्रह्मचार्य बोलना है. पत्नी से संगम करने खाली आदर्श संतानों की उत्पत्ति के लिए. तो पहले स्थिर होना चाहिए कि कृष्ण भक्ति जीवन का उद्देश्य, या क्या ब्रह्मचर्य होगा या गृहस्थ हो, वो प्रश्न बाद में आएगा. तो पहले स्पष्ट अच्छी तरह समझना चाहिए जीवन का क्या उद्देश्य है, कृष्ण भक्ति प्राप्त करना. कैसे मेरा खुद का जीवन में एक कृष्ण भक्ति पालन करना है, तो वो प्रश्न बाद में आएगा. पहले निश्चित करना है कि मेरा जीवन का उद्देश्य है कृष्ण भक्ति पालन करना.
Take with your right hand, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the mic. You said that when there are so many gurus, we have determined by the basis of the Shastra what is the right guru and what is the God, who is the God. So
So when we quote our Vedas and Shastras, so other people, they say in the Shiva Puran, Shiva is God, or like in other religions, Bible or something, Quran, they present somebody else as God. So they say, according to your Shastra, they say that, according to our Shastra, is like this. So how we try to say, according to their Shastra, is what they believe in the Shastra, according to their concept. So how we can try to say, Shiva Puran or the Puran?
It depends a lot on whether people are sincere or not. If we are sincere, then Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. If we want material enjoyment, then Krishna will direct us to a guru who will profess to give that so-called material enjoyment. If we actually want spiritual life, then Krishna will direct us to such a guru. As far as Shastra itself is concerned, Gita is accepted by all as authoritative Shastra. In Gita it's very clear, Matat Paratharam Nanyat. There is no one equal to Krishna. And that worship of demigods is simply foolishness. Kama istaista hrita jnana prapadyante nya devata antavaktu palanktesha tad bhavatyalpa medasa. So it's clear, but if people insist on being blind, then if they insist on closing their eyes, then how can we open them? If we're sincere, then we'll find the truth. Krishna will help us.
That means those who are worshipping the demigods, or they quote like this, they are not sincere.
No, they're not sincere. Sincere means you surrender to Krishna. There's no other meaning to sincere. One time Prabhupada was asked what if an atheist is sincere about being an atheist? Prabhupada said, it's like saying an honest thief. You're sincere, that means you come to Krishna. There's no question of an honesty. I steal, but in a very... It's like they say, humanitarian slaughterhouse. It's killed in a... The animals are killed in a very humane way. But killing itself is inhuman. So where's the question of a humane, ethical slaughterhouse? Where's the question of an honest thief? Where's the question of a sincere atheist? Sincere means surrender to Krishna only. He's regularly giving class there?
When he comes here, he's for 1 month. So Sachana has asked him to come for 2 days.
Can you phone up and tell him that we already discussed? Or maybe I should phone him. Can you say to him when you go? When are you going back?
17 morning, I'll reach.
When is he? When's he next schedule? He speaks at the weekend.
Actually,
or?
Radha Krishna was here only. He has come. Okay. So I'll go.
Well, if I have time, I can tell him his name. So he's done. If he comes around. You can tell him he's misexplaining. But you can tell him, and then if he has any questions, he can ask me. You don't have to push the issue. I mean, I already discussed. He himself came to me and complained about it once. You can just cite my name. But, you know, we don't want someone who's doing. What's his service? What's his contribution? He's creating. Oh, you don't even have to say that. You just say, look, you know, you're preaching in such a way it's creating confusion. Stop it. If there's any question he can ask me. Directly. Yeah, please ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Prabhupada.
Prabhu, when you are in the devotee circle, sometimes a devotee is a little bit. Okay, he has came to Krishna consciousness just a week back. He is advancing so nicely, so fastly. Even though sometimes we may bring that devotee, so he may go a little bit like learning kartan, learning many things, doing deity worship. Sometimes we feel a little bit like nervous or little bit like sometimes it will happen. And sometimes this false ego, and maybe we feel a little bit insecure like that. I don't know what kind of this behavior. How to overcome such kind of problems?
That's a materialistic way of thinking. We should be happy if someone goes ahead of us. We should think, if we were instrumental in bringing them to Krishna consciousness, we should think that, oh, Now they can bless me. Where's that book, Beginner's Guide? There's a Hindi edition. Yeah, that's Marathi.
Hindi.
I wrote in this in the beginning. Or maybe they didn't put it in here. Dedication. So here I wrote, this is Ye Pustak Patokon Ko Samarpiti Yadi Sri Krishna Bhavan Amrit Me Agrasar Hone Me Ya Aapki Sahayata Karti Hai To Kripaya Yad Karke Mujhe Ashirvad De Taki Me Bhi Kuch Pragati Kar Sakun. So we should have this kind of book. Not thinking he's coming up, smash him down. Should be happy. Father should be happy if his child is going ahead of him.
Will we like, for small things, we will lose our patience, sometimes we will lose our temperament, we will shout on others. Then, such things, how to work up?
When we become Krishna conscious, then we get all good qualities. So if you have a regular habit of doing such things, maybe you should set yourself a kind of, not exactly prayaschitta, but you should apologize to the devotee and give yourself a, not exactly prayaschitta, but something like, you have to distribute 100 books. Something tough. So you can do something positive spiritually. Not just an easy thing, like I'll chant one extra round. Make it something a little tough. So next time you'll think about it. How about that? There's a suggestion. Or you can give yourself a fine of 1,000 rupees. And that you can use to buy books and distribute freely. Then you have to stick to it. If you're serious about making progress, then you'll think about it next time. Of course, you may like distributing the book so much that you'll think, but then don't get angry just for the sake of doing that. Because these activities are actually very blissful, distributing Prabhupada's books. Any other question? What's the time now?
Maharaj, let me come across statements in the Shastra that appear to be contradictory. What do we do about that?
What do you do? What do you mean? What do you want to do? Jump up and down? Rip your neck beads off. How to understand? Well, we should understand that we don't understand. And Vyasadeva understands. It's just like in Gita, Krishna, Shreyasva Dharma Viguna Paradharma Bhayavaha. Then just after that, he says, Savadhanan Paritata. So we can understand that it's not actually a contradiction. The purpose is the same. But different instructions are for different people on different levels. On different situations. In ordinary mathematics, we understand there's no square root of a negative integer. But then if we come to higher mathematics, there is. On the lower level, it appears impossible. On the higher level, it's essential. So, apparent contradiction, but it's the contradiction comes because we don't have our understanding isn't high enough to see that it's not a contradiction, but it's different instructions or different understanding for different levels. That's all. One patient comes to the doctor
doctor says, don't eat ghee. The next one comes and he says to him,